Welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. We're very proud to be speaking today with Staff Sergeant Michael Wilfong at Cherry Point. And Staff Sergeant, thanks for being on our program.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Who are you attached to there at Cherry Point?
I'm attached to VMA 231.
VMA 231. That's a Harrier squadron, right?
Yes, it is.
So what do you do there?
I'm the avionics staff sergeant in charge. I supervise about 30 Marines there, and we work on all the electrical equipment in the Harrier.
Everything that's electrical and dangerous there.
Right? It is. It is.
All right. Today we want to find out a little bit about you and about how you got into the Marine Corps. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Winchester, Idaho.
Winchester, Idaho. So how did you end up at Cherry Point?
Well, I joined the Marine Corps originally in 1996 out of Lewiston, Idaho, and I went to boot camp on the West Coast there at MCRD San Diego. Mm-hmm. And I ended up getting put with MALS 29 originally. Right. I was an eye-level technician, and I was actually stationed in Jacksonville for 5 years and then made it up here as a Harrier technician my second go-around. But I got out in 2001. Went to college for 4 years, and as life often does, it kind of got in the way of my plans, and I came back into the Marine Corps as an enlisted Marine again, and that's when I got my new job as a Harrier technician and ended up here at Cherry Point where they needed me.
So second time around for you.
It is the second time around for me. I had always planned on coming back in. I just had planned on having an officer rank when I came back in. It just didn't work out.
Right. What did you study in college and where?
I studied environmental science and biology.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a particular hope for that degree and something else?
I kind of wanted to be a federal wildlife officer, to be honest.
Oh, really?
With you. And
yeah.
That's kind of what I was looking to do with my degree there.
Now, is that still a possibility for you, or are you on track for a full career in the Marine Corps?
I'm definitely on track for a full career in the Marine Corps. And unfortunately, all federal service, when it comes to that kind of stuff, I'm going to be a little too old when I retire from the Marine Corps, but I'm sure that I'll find something to do with that biology degree.
Yeah, all right. Well, now, I understand that you've also been on a recent deployment. Tell us about that.
I actually just got back from Afghanistan in early April, around the 10th. I was the advance party for 231. We actually left in September to go over there and help out VMA 211. And then, it was a good deployment, very interesting. The Marines, they did well. The aircraft held up well. We accomplished our mission, and now we're all back safe and sound. It's definitely a good deployment. We're all definitely happy to be back. And like I said, it's always a good situation when we get everyone back healthy, happy, and no injuries, no losses. So we're all
amen to that. And thank you again for your service there in Afghanistan. Now, where were you in Afghanistan? Kandahar? Or
we were actually at Camp Bastion this time, which is a little bit smaller than Kandahar. They moved the Harriers out there, I think, 2 years ago. So now we're all the Harrier units are based out of Camp Bastion now.
You said this time. Have you been there before?
I have been. I was actually there in 2009. That time I was at Kandahar, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, you mentioned about your work with avionics there. Did you find that the Harrier performed well in those environments?
It actually performs very well in those environments. Here in Cherry Point, we have a little trouble with the humidity and maintaining our aircraft, but there it's so dry and warm that the aircraft performs very well.
Well, that's why they have the base out in Yuma, I guess, too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They do a little better in Yuma. We go over there for some training usually before we leave out of Cherry Point just to get the aircraft and the personnel ready for that kind of environment.
Are you still on track for officer rank at some point in time?
Right now, I actually have a warrant officer package in, but as far as being a normal commissioned officer, it's probably not in my future.
Mm-hmm. And what would you do with that as a warrant officer? How would that play out?
I'd actually end up going up to train. I'd go to TBS here in February up at Quantico, and then when I got done, I would be an avionics officer, so it'd be ideal for me. I'd actually still be training with the same Marines I train with now, or the same group anyways, and the only difference is I'd be filling an officer billet instead of the senior enlisted billet.
Have you met other Marines who have done the second trip through like you are?
Actually, quite a few. I deal with Marines that have gotten out and come back in more in the past than in recent times because it's a little harder to come back in once you get out now.
Mm-hmm. And does it give you a different kind of perspective?
Absolutely. And it's funny you say that because I try to impart that on my young Marines that are planning on getting out. You know, I try to tell them to learn from my mistakes instead of their own, but it definitely does give you a new perspective on, you know, the military and what we do, kind of as an adult living both sides of it.
Does it, is that perspective one of really where your future could lie, or what kind of perspective?
Absolutely where your future could lie. I mean, when I got out, I was a student, but it's just it's difficult to transition from being in the military and the kind of lifestyle we live and then going back to being a student, you know, and at an older, you know, I was quite a bit older when I got out. Now, coming back in, my perspective, it definitely makes you not want to do it all over again because you kind of lose time with your peers and
right. Stuff
like that.
Did you finish your degree outside the Marine Corps or while you were in the Marine Corps?
While I was in. I finished the last credits that I needed before I came back in, or during my first enlistment back in.
Right. You know, I think that's one of the things that you probably do impart to your young Marines about those opportunities that are available, too, that many Marines do take advantage of as the opportunities to further their education.
Absolutely, yeah. I try to tell all my Marines, you know, with their spare time that they should be definitely looking into, you know, taking college classes and just trying to get educated because they can do it for so little in the military, whereas if they wait till they get out, I mean, they're utilizing their GI Bill, and it's a great program. The GI Bill is a great program, but they can use that towards a higher degree if they finish their bachelor's while they're in the Marine Corps. So I definitely try to get them using that tuition assistance and trying to educate themselves.
What is it like there at Cherry Point? I know you're working on avionics. Do you have any interaction, too, with some of the civilians who work, for example, the FRC East?
Absolutely. We work hand-in-hand with FRC. We have Boeing representatives that work with us, DS2. We have a lot of contracts that work with us on the Harrier, mainly because I think it's just an augment-type situation and a training from Boeing, but we have some great Boeing reps I personally work with, Phil Canellos and Al Germas. They're great guys, and they help me a lot. The FRC guys down there, we go to send our birds to PMI, and we work with them quite a bit. And then the DS2 program is really helpful when we receive our aircraft back. They help us go through them and kind of reset them to Cherry Point. So all those civilian contractors, they're definitely a help for retrograding back to CONUS.
Mm-hmm. You know, it may not be in your wheelhouse, but we do look at some of the budgets coming out of the Pentagon. It looks like they're steering more towards an Asian presence or presence in the specific rim. Do you think that is Cherry Point still going to be valuable for them?
Absolutely. I think that we may shift focus kind of towards the Marine Expeditionary Unit, but the Harrier is kind of a rarity in the fixed-wing community because we can launch off the short-decked ships. So we actually deploy with the helicopters.
Right.
And it makes us pretty valuable on those small Mews, and I think that's kind of going to be the shift of focus for us right now.
What do you like to do in your off time?
I do a little bit of weightlifting and, you know, PT-type stuff. I think that's every Marine's pastime. But I have a wife and two small children, two boys, so I spend a lot of time with them. We do a lot of outdoor activities, camping and hiking, and both the boys play sports, so we have a good time with that.
Do they have some favorite places to go around here? Talk about camping and hiking. There's a lot of opportunity here.
Absolutely, yeah. We do a lot of local hiking during the weekends, but we like to go down to Wilmington and out to the Outer Banks a lot, and the boys like the Outer Banks quite a bit.
Are they ocean boys now? Or they've gotten used to
they definitely are. We're going to have a hard time if we ever move back to Idaho, so I think we're going to have to stay near an ocean for the rest of the time.
Yeah, do you have family back in Idaho?
I do. My mom still lives in Idaho, and my wife's parents actually live in Eastern Washington, which is pretty much the same area.
Right, right. So, again, a lot of connections out there to the West Coast.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you for talking to us today, and also thank you for your service, and the best to you for your future in the Marine Corps.
I appreciate it, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Staff Sergeant, that'll do it for us.
All right.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.